Okay, we're going to learn Batzi Lagani of Tavshin Membeis, which is the Maiman and the us of the Batzi Lagani, which is Eis Yud Beis. Look, we know the Friedrich Rebbe, before he passed away, gave out a Maimer, for my mother, a Batzi Lagani, five chapters in each, altogether was 20 chapters. And as we mentioned, just to give again an introduction to the Batzi Lagani, is the way it works. A lot of the Rabbeim said my Maimorim, a lot of the Rabbeim said my Maimorim and wrote my Maimorim. In the end of his life, the Friedrich Rebbe couldn't speak. It was hard for him to speak because of the stroke. So the Friedrich Rebbe used to write my Maimorim. So Before a unique, you know what's called Yemid de Prague, before Chabad Day, the Friedrich Rebbe would write a Maimer, and then he would give it out, and the Chassidim would learn it on the day. So Yud Shvat was the yard site of the Friedrich Rebbe's grandmother, the Rebbe Tzin Rivka, who was the wife of the Rebbe Marash. Yud Gimel Shvat was the yard site of his mother, Rebbe Tzin Shter Nesara. So he gave out a Maimer beforehand, before he passed away, of for my mom. Now, a lot of times the Rabbeim, when they wrote a Maimer, and then at the end, they put in a beginning and an end. You know, every Maimer is a beginning and an end, and then the middle goes off. So, the Friedrich Rebbe did this. So, two of the Maimorim, Batzi Lagani, and the second one, Yeshevis Beganim, those had a beginning and an end to it, because it was for Yud Shvat and Yud Gimel Shvat. Then he already wrote a Maimer for Purim, and he wrote a Maimer already for Beis Nissen, for his father's yard site, the Rebbe Rishab's yard site. So, Lepril, he wrote a letter for Maimorim. Two had beginning and ends. Each one was five chapters. After he passed away, the Rebbe said, and the first Maimer, the Rebbe said, Batzi Lagani, Tavshin Yud Aleph, the first Maimer that he said as Rebbe, so the Rebbe explained the first 1950, the first us of Batzi Lagani. Second year, he elaborated on the second chapter. Tavshin Lamed, when they wrote Mashiach Sefer Torah, the Rebbe finished all 20 Oasis. So there was a Maimer basically explaining, expounding on each one of the 20 Oasis. In Tavshin Lamed Aleph, the Rebbe started again. Eis Aleph, then Eis Beis, and Eis Gimel, which was finished in Tavshin Mem Beis. Well, it didn't, but the Rebbe stopped saying Memorim, the Mems. So the Pearl, so Tavshin Yud, and so if you make that Cheshbon like this, Tavshin Yud, 20 years later, Tavshin Lamed, Tavshin Nun, okay, and then Tavshin Ayin, which finished again the cycle, and then Tavshin Ayin Aleph, 5771 would begin the next temshah. So this year, which is 5782, would be the 12th chapter of that Batzi Lagani in the fifth sequence. So what the Chassidim do today is they learn the Maimorim that the Rebbe wrote for those years, Tavshin Yud Beis and Tavshin Mem Beis. Okay. So this year's Maimer, they're giving out the Maimer that the Rebbe said on Tavshin Mem Beis, which is corresponding with the letter for this year of Batzi Lagani. Now that letter, that paragraph of the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer is very, very up there. Way, you know. So the Tavshin Yud Beis Maimer is really difficult. This one is a little bit easier. So we're going to learn this one to start, then we'll see. So this is a Maimer that Rebbe said at the Febrang of Yud Shvat Tavshin Mem Beis, which was 5742. Okay.
Is what the Rebbe said or the
No, these are the Maimer the Rebbe said based on the previous Rebbe's Maimer, but he elaborates. On one chapter, he makes 10. You know what I mean? He elaborates. No. The Rebbe generally did not write Maimorim. Our Rebbe said Maimorim. And many Maimorim, we had the merit that the Rebbe edited. Most Maimorim, the Rebbe did not edit. But they were pretty reliable. What's called Hanocha, of what they wrote down, the Biel Khan, those guys, it's extremely reliable, but it's not edited. Okay, so it says, Batzi Lagani, all the Yud Shvat Maimorim begin with Batzi Lagani. Another unique thing of the Yud Shvat Maimarim. Twice a year, we mentioned this in the past, twice a year, the Rebbe in the Maimarim would mention all the Rabbeim, starting from the Baal Shem Tov through the previous Rebbe, and later years, even his father, he would mention his father in the Maimarim. When the Rebbe used to give out letters to Klal Yisrael twice a year, before Tishrei and before Pesach, yeah? In those letters, in the footnotes, would also be Marim Mekemes from each one of the Rabbeim, starting the Baal Shem Tov through his father in the last years. An issue was from the Baal, if you look in the footnotes of the letters, because the Rebbe would write a letter with footnotes, the letter that the Rebbe wrote with footnotes would have something from each one of the Rabbeim, starting from the Baal Shem Tov. Now, the original Basi Lagani, that the Rebbe said, Tavshin Yod Aleph, did not mention the Magid and the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid. Did not mention the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid. And the Maimon, the Rebbe said 3 days later, Yud Gimel, Shvat, Tavshin Yud, Aleph, when the Rebbe said Maimorim, he mentioned the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid, and from then every Yud Shvat and Rosh Hashanah Maimon. Those two times a year, when the Rebbe said a Maimon, Yud Shvat and Rosh Hashanah, it had all the Rabbeim starting from the Baal Shem Tov through the previous Rebbe, and in the later years, even his father. Okay, so he said,
what was the purpose of editing them?
To make sure it was 100% correct. Why does any author edit his manuscripts?
No, but he was editing somebody else's writing.
Somewhere audio recorded, but if the Rebbe didn't check it over and add things and take off things, it's called built-in booger. Like this mimer was transcribed from a tape.
Right, exactly.
But still, if the Rebbe didn't edit, it was called not built in Muga. It wasn't edited. That's it, bottom line. Okay, Basi Lagani Achesikala, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. I've come to my garden, my sister the bride. This pasuk refers to Matan Torah. Hashem said by Matan Torah that I have come back to my garden, my sister, my bride. He gave out to learn on the day of his passing, Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud, which was Shabbos that year, and the years after that, he quotes Mashakot Medrash Rabbah. But it quotes in the Medrash Rabbah, Legani, what does it mean? The Medrash says, what is Gani? My garden, it means the Gnuni, my dwelling place. So the Medrash interprets, I've come to my garden, means actually I've come to my dwelling place. Which means, by definition, Hashem said, I have come to my dwelling place. That means he already was here, because he didn't come, if he wasn't there yet, it's not his dwelling place. That means I have come back to my dwelling place, it means he was here. The Malkum Shoya Ikr B'tchila, the place where he was originally, the Ikr Shechina B'tachteinim Haisa. Because the Ikr Shechina, the primary level of Shechina, was down here. And as Rebbe elaborates in the first Basi Lagani, that Ikr Shechina means Shechina is Malchus. But there's a lot of different levels of Malchus. The Rebbe says Ikr Shechina refers to the Malchus of Lifn HaTzimtzum was here and the world when Hashem created the world. Through bad actions, meaning the seven Avedas, the Shechina left and went upwards. For instance, in the first Maimon he quotes more of this. When Adam and Chava sinned, they ate Das, the Shechina left earth. When Cain killed Hevel, it went from first to second. It went all the way up. All the way, it left the world. Which means the revelation of godliness in the world kept getting less and less and less. Seven tzaddikim came. And they brought the Shechina back. Like he quotes from the Medrash, in the Maimon. Avram brought it from 7 to 6, Yitzchok 6 to 5, Yaakov until Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was 7th generation from Avram Avinu. There was Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe. So there are seven generations from Avram Avinu until Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Medrash says until Moshe, Shehu Ashvi, who was the seventh. And the Medrash in a different place says, Chol Ashvin Chavivin. All seven are precious. He brought back the Shechina to the Gan, and to all the way down here to this lowest world. That there's nothing lower. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu by Matan Torah, and that's what the Medrash says. By Matan Torah, Basi Lagani, Hashem said, I've come back to where I was initially. I was thrown out. Seven levels up. Seven tzaddikim brought it down. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest. He was the one that was able to bring the Shechina from heaven back to earth. And that happened by Matan Torah. In fact, and the Rebbe explains that just like it's self-understood that from earth to heaven is a bigger jump than heaven to heaven. Right? Earth to heaven, earth and heaven. So just like it took the biggest sin, Eitz Hadas, to original sin, to get the Shechina from earth to heaven, bringing it down took the greatest to bring it down from heaven one to earth. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the seventh. All seventh are precious. And therefore, they brought the Shechina back.
That means that generation, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be at that time. If he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it would have been somebody else, correct?
Yeah, every person is in the generation they need to be in. I mean, by the way, just for the record, as they would say in Yeshiva, me and you, or correct English, you and I are here in this generation because that's where we need to be. Yeah.
Right.
And the Rebbe of each generation is the Rebbe, like the Rebbe says, Matan Tetzave, is the neshama that comes down because that generation needs that particular Rebbe to be at that time. So our generation needed the Rebbe, not the Alter Rebbe, not the Mittler Rebbe, not the Semach Tzedek, not the others. Our generation needs the Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe's generation needed the Alter Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu's generation needed him. And Mordechai's generation needed Mordechai. It's self-understood. Okay. And then, what keeps the Shechina down? Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down, but we learned, you know, you need to feed it, that it should stay down here. That's the Aved of Tzadikim. That he says, Yishkin Olad Aleh, that Tzadik can bring Sheikhin Ad, meaning the essence of Hashem down here, to Koy El Am Choy Kulam Tzadikim. Vameh Kulam Tzadikim. And the Rebbe says, Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimer, he says, what keeps the Shechina down here? Tzadikim. Va'ameh kulam tzadikim. Everybody, all Jews are tzadikim. Except a few, but no. But everybody's tzadikim. They keep the Shechina down here. And that's why in the original Maimer, the Rebbe explains that Chassidus brought the Shechina in a way of Chabad. The teaching of Chassidus in Chabad. And the Rebbe was the first generation. And we're the seventh generation. So basically, the Rebbe in the original Maimer says that our generation, just like Moshe Rabbeinu's generation, had the task of bringing the Shechina back down here by Matan Torah. The task of our generation, as the seventh generation, is to bring Mashiach down here. That's what the Rebbe basically writes in the first Maimer. And the Rebbe writes this, that we are the seventh generation. It's not our free will. It's not even what we want, maybe. But this is it. So whether we like it or not, by hook or by crook, Hashem made us the seventh generation because our job is, like Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring the Shechina back down to earth.
Rabbi,
what?
Based on the Tanya, how can you say that everybody's a tzaddik?
Vamei kum tzaddikim is a pasuk.
How do you explain that to the
Tanyans?
Potential.
One second. If you learn the first parak of Tanya, in the Ha'ar on the second page, the Alter Rebbe says, V'ha'ad amrin ba'alma, without the pinim. But he says, in the Ha'ar, that's a question of Eliyot. Bottom line is, he says, that this, that the Gemara says, tzadikim is reiv schuyus, majority of good deeds, Like the world says, tzaddik is 75-25 good, Rosh is 75-25 bad, Beinoni is 50-50. That's a true name. It's the definition of a tzaddik, not the ultimate definition of a tzaddik. The ultimate definition of a tzaddik is kills the Yetzer Hara or transforms the Yetzer Hara. But that there is a concept of a tzaddik. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. It doesn't mean a tzaddik of Tanya. It means the whole nation potentially is the level of a tzaddik to do more mitzvahs than avedas. And therefore, this aveda of keeping the Shechina down, bringing it down, keeping it down, is up to every single Jew. She'al kol echad ve'echad nemar. About every single Jew, it says, Teira tziva lanu meisha. Every Jew has the entire Torah as an inheritance. And again, like we learned many times, inheritance, you don't have to understand anything. You have to don't have to realize anything. You are a child, you inherit. A child that comes out of the mother's womb and the father died, who was a multi-billionaire, trillionaire, that kid is, if he's an only child, inherits all the money. He doesn't know what a father is. He doesn't know what a mother is. He doesn't know what money is. Bottom line is, he inherits it. Every single Jew has the entire Torah. It says, he quotes in the original Maimer, Tzadikim Yishuaretz, simply means like this. Tzadikim inherit the land. V'yishkenu lo'ad oleho simply means they live forever on the land. Lo'ad means permanently. But in the Maimer, you define Tzadikim Yishu Oretz, Gan Eden. Oretz is Gan Eden. Why? Because v'yishkenu, they bring down lo'ad, sheichin ad, morim v'kod, Hashem, oleho into the world. So because Aveda Torah Mitzvahs brings the Shechina into the world, so therefore the Jews go to Gan Eden. And he says, the people of every generation constantly bring the Shechina down. In a way of eternity. And the Friedrich Rebbe adds in the Maimer, that is done through his kafya and his sapcha, by breaking evil and transforming evil. Because Gilui v'ashra, he be'efen she'ena mitzum to mulgum adu b'kein. Okay. He quotes the Maimer desire, his question more in desire it is, but he says, kadiskafi sitar achra, this is what the desire says, it's quoted from the desire. Kadiskafi sitar achra, when you break evil, istalek yikored the kutcher brichu b'cholu almin. Simply it means, you bring down, istalek yikored the kutcher brichu the preciousness of God, meaning a great revelation of God, in all worlds. Okay? Simply, the Zohar says, you break evil, you transform evil. The Zohar doesn't say transform. You break evil, you bring down the highest levels of godliness down here in the world. Now, normally, istalik means leaving. Istalik, istalkus. In Aramaic, istalik means to leave. Therefore, when a tzaddik passes away, it's called istalkus, because the neshama leaves the body. A person passes away, it's called istalkus, because the neshama leaves the body. Here he was saying, istalik, he called it the kutcher b'richo b'cholam, Hashem is revealing, which is seemingly the opposite of istalik. So the Rebbe explains in the original, the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the original Basi Lagani, what it means is, why is this revelation called leaving? Stalik means leaving, because it's a revelation of godliness that normally is so infinite, it's removed from the world. And that's why it says, B'chulo Almin, it brings down a revelation of godliness that all the worlds are equal compared to it. And the Friedrich Rebbe, there's Mamala, that there's higher and lower, then the Seviv, the infinite ray, highest and lowest are the same. So what happens when a Jew breaks evil and also transforms evil? They reveal, that's why it's called the stalic, because they reveal a level of godliness which is normally not in the world. And simply put, there's always godliness in the world. If you don't do Torah mitzvahs, Hashem is making the world exist. You want to bring down Kedusha? Kedusha means not normal level of godliness. Additional level of godliness, which means a level of God that normally is not by itself revealed in the world, i.e. the infinite revelation of Hashem. Of Hashem, that's accomplished through Torah mitzvahs. Yeah, we get that level, God, the higher tzimtzum.
Only through our prayers and study of Torah, the world exists.